Rome will exist as long as the Colosseum does. When the Colosseum falls, so will Rome. When Rome falls, so will the world. The Venerable Bede. The transformation occurred at approximately 2:23 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. As far as I could tell, anyone who was indoors when it happened died instantly. If you had any sort of roof over you, you were dead. That included people in cars, airplanes, subways, even tents and cardboard boxes. Hell, probably umbrellas too. Though I'm not so sure about that one. I'm not gonna lie, you guys who were inside, probably warm and asleep and dreaming about some random bullshit. I'm jealous. You are the lucky ones. You were just gone. Splattered into dust during the transformation.
Fuck. Fuck! He's over there in the tower! Shoot him!
I see him. He's dead.
Boom, bitch!
Good shot, Sam.
There's hardly anyone on tonight. This sucks. It's all little kids.
Fuck you, asshole! You're a cheater! I fucked your mom!
Yeah, well, I watched you do it.
Dude, what?
Yeah, I think half the country is without power. That ice storm is everywhere. I'm glad they canceled work for tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm still supposed to go, but I'm totally gonna call in. I'm freezing my man tits off here. Kinda wish I was with your girlfriend in the Bahamas. Now that we know how easy she is, I could have finally gotten laid this year.
She's not my girlfriend anymore. And it's only January 2nd. You gotta pace yourself.
Ah, fuck, what time is it? It's 2 a.m. already? Christ, dude. How long have we been playing? Okay, Carl. There's a group up on that hill. I'll flank them. So, do you think she posted that picture with that dude on purpose? Or do you think it was an accident?
I don't know. I don't care. I told her I don't do drama and I just ended it. I see them. Going in, but give me a second. I'm gonna crack the window and smoke.
Christ, it's cold out.
Haven't you guys been together for like 5 years? You're gonna end it just like that?
Just like that.
Who's getting the apartment?
I can barely afford this place as it is. Gotta move. I don't need a two-bedroom.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about the trophy room. You're not gonna get your deposit back if you smoke in it.
Well, I haven't smoked in it. B wouldn't let me. I'm just doing it now that we're broken up and I opened the window.
Look at you, all spreading your wings and shit. What are you gonna do with the princess? Wait a sec. I'm almost in place. What are those little twits doing? They're just sitting there. How many grenades do you have? I hate campers.
Donut? B's trying to get me to bring her to her parents' place. But they're in Yakima, and I can't get over the pass. Her dad is threatening to sue me. And I have 3 grenades.
He's threatening to sue you over a cat? Why can't B just pick the cat up when she gets back from her sex vacation in the Bahamas?
Princess Donut is worth more than my annual salary. She won that big cat show in Cleveland a few months back.
She's literally one of the most valuable cats in the world right now.
Now that we've broken up, her parents don't trust me with her. They think I'm going to kidnap her or let the neighbor's cat knock her up or something. Moving up, I'll frag the main group.
God damn it, Donut!
You're dead.
What the hell was that?
That's right, bitch!
Sorry. The donut jumped in my lap just as I was about to...
Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. God damn it! Ah, she just jumped out the window. Sorry, Sam. I gotta go. Donut! Donut, get back here, you little shit! Yeah. Wasn't such a great idea to go Lewis and Clark on me in the middle of a fucking blizzard, was it? Come on. Jump back in here. It's only 5 feet. God damn it! Don't make me come out there. These heart boxers are really thin. My boots are in the dryer all the way down in the basement. This is fucking Seattle. I don't even own anything heavier than my brown leather jacket! Come on! The apartment is gonna be freezing, and someone's gonna shoot you off that branch if you don't shut up! Fine! I'll come get you! Somehow! Fuck. You're lucky I'm not a bigger asshole or I'd leave you out there! Crocs it is. For once I'm glad B has monster feet. Goddamn cat. Never done this before. Fuck, it's cold! Donut! Come on, you little shit!
What in God's name is going on out here? Carl, is that you?
Yes, Mrs. Parsons. Sorry, my cat got out. And I'm trying to get her in before she freezes to death.
It looks like you're the one that's going to freeze to death.
It happened so fast. The building smashed down to the ground. I watched it happen. The 7-story apartment building was there one moment, and then it was gone. But it hadn't disappeared. I was looking right at Mrs. Parsons when it went down. It was like the building was a massive tin can that had been crushed by a giant cosmic boot. I saw it, and I heard it. Wind rushed at me, and it was instantly dark outside. The street lamp just to my left was gone. The buildings all around me were gone. The cars on the street were gone, too. Everything was gone except the trees and the bicycles and the bike racks and Marjorie Williams' moped that was still booted by parking enforcement. In the dark, overcast night, I could barely see anything. In the distance I could now see, thanks to the lack of buildings, the fire burned. There was utter, complete silence.
What the hell?
A couple random things remained, like the bike rack. The stop sign was there, but the street sign next to it was gone. It didn't make sense. Where the cars were parked on the road, car-shaped indentations of dirt appeared.
Come on, Donut.
As if they'd been pulled down toward the center of the earth.
Jump down.
Being ripped directly through the asphalt.
I got you. I got you. What the hell?
All that remained of my building was a rectangle of churned dirt and rocks. And then I saw it. Right near my feet. It was Mrs. Parsons' head. It hit me at that moment. The sudden shock of the buildings was one thing, but there were people in those buildings. It was almost everybody in the damn city. Hell, even most of the homeless people were in shelters. There'd been a whole thing on the news about them rounding everybody up because of the extreme cold. It was 2 in the damn morning on a Monday night. Everyone would be in bed. And that meant everyone was dead. I kept spinning in circles like an idiot, not knowing what to do. I felt sick to my stomach. Donut started to squirm, having decided I was useless. She clawed at me, but I wouldn't let the cat go.
Surviving humans. Take note.
What?
It spoke in my mind. The voice was like a physical thing, a spike in my brain, scratching me. It wasn't speaking English, but I understood the words. As the person spoke, the text also appeared floating in front of me.
What's that? Who's there?
I kicked at the floating words with my foot, and the 2 small croc went flying. I hopped over and quickly shoved my foot back in. The words moved with me, floating just a few feet in front of my face. Even the letters weren't in English. They crawled down, not across the screen. But I knew them. Understood them like I'd been reading the language my entire life.
Per Syndicate Rules, subsection 543 of the Precious Elemental Reserves Code. Having failed to file a proper appeal for mineral and elemental rights within 50 solars of first contact, your planet has been successfully seized and is currently being mined of all requested elemental deposits by the assigned planetary regent. Every interior of your world has been crushed, and all raw materials, organic and inanimate, are in the process of being mined for the requested elements. Per the Mined Material Reclamation Act, along with subsection 35 of the Indigenous Planetary Species Protection Act, any surviving humans will be given the opportunity to reclaim their lost matter. The Borant Corporation, having been assigned regency over this solar system, is allowed to choose the manner of this reclamation, and they have chosen option 3, also known as the 18-level World Dungeon. The Borant Corporation retains all rights to broadcast, exploit, and otherwise control all aspects of the World Dungeon, and will remain in control as long as they adhere to Syndicate regulations regarding world resource reclamation. Upon successful completion of level 18 of the World Dungeon, regency of this planet will revert to the successor. A Syndicate Neutral Observer AI, myself, has been created and dispatched to this planet to supervise the creation of the World Dungeon and to ensure all the rules and regulations are properly followed. Please pay careful attention to the following information, as it will not be repeated. Per the Indigenous Planetary Species Protection Act, all remaining materials, estimated to be 99.999999 of the sifted matter, is currently being repurposed for the subterranean World Dungeon. The first level of this dungeon will open approximately 18 seconds after the end of this announcement. The first level entrances will be open for exactly 1 human hour, and 1 hour only. Once the entrances are closed, you may no longer enter. If you enter, you may not leave until you have either completed all 18 levels of the World Dungeon, or if you meet certain other requirements. If you choose not to enter the World Dungeon, you will have to sustain yourself upon the surface of your planet, and this may be the last communication you receive during your lifetime. All previously processed matter and elements are forfeit. However, you are free to mine and utilize any remaining and naturally occurring resources for your own benefit. The Borant Corporation wishes you luck and thanks you for the opportunity.
My brain could barely parse anything the voice was saying. So bewildered I was at everything that had just happened. I could no longer feel my legs. I had been outside much too long, and I was in serious danger of freezing to death, of losing toes to the cold. I had to get inside, and I had to do it now. But there was no inside anymore. There weren't even any cars. I eyed the fire that continued to rage a few blocks over. I needed to get over there, and fast. I turned, and I started to shuffle run. The wind, which had been a light breeze before the buildings all disappeared, was now a constant, freezing gale that stank of the ocean. Donut twisted in my arms, scratching at me, trying to get free. She chomped onto my shoulder, but my jacket protected me. Was this a dream? Had I accidentally been dosed with some sort of hallucinogen? World? Dungeon? What the actual hell? What did that even mean?
What the fuck was that? I don't see a single damn person. Where is everybody? What now? It's the dungeon appearing. This is happening. Holy shit, this is really happening.
Less than 100 feet to my left, right in the middle of what had once been a thrift store, the spotlight burst into the air. I saw an additional spotlight appear about a mile away. I turned, and I saw a few more littered throughout the city. Even from this distance, I could feel the warmth radiating from the brightly lit hole in the ground. I didn't think about it. My head still swam with all the information that had been thrown at me. The pink Crocs barely fit on my feet. The distant fire was further away than I thought.
Fuck.
I had seen firsthand what hypothermia did to people. So, I turned toward the light. And